W in the chat, boys. The W thing is so funny. I love it when people put W at the start of people's names. It's so autistic, but it just makes me laugh every time. By the way, I hope, you know, for these calls, I hope I don't seem like lazy or anything, or uninterested with the way that I sit. Lately, I've been like sitting up straight, my back just hurts, my neck hurts, but like actually using the neck support, actually, like I'm actually so comfortable right now. I actually feel so good. But I noticed that I look a little bit like I'm just like chilling. Like I'm just yeah, what else, bro? So I got the most expensive chair that's available. I got the Herman Miller chair. It's like 1.3K. I literally bought the most expensive chair. It's like, it's expensive as and it's like what the professional, like really high level entrepreneurs get. And I've literally returned it. It was like, it was really high quality, but it wasn't as nice. And if you saw this chair, I'm going to show you something right now, right? I'm on some low budget, bro. This chair's literally broken. The thing, like, see that? That's like coming through. It's ripped open and that like digs into my back and everything. But I like it, bro. I'm a simple guy. Like, I like the, you know, the thing that I've had for a while. Like, I'll wear the same bathrobe for like 6 years, me. I don't care. This is more comfortable than the 1.3K chair. So we've just returned that. It was a little bit too small for me. This one's like nice and wide. I can man spread with no problem. The Herman Miller one was made for like low testosterone guys. Little small leg space. Now you get in the car, you know that you're going to the supermarket. That's the destination, that's the goal. Then when you start to drive, you're not just, okay, supermarket, supermarket. You're present through the journey. Just like when you're driving, you have the destination to the supermarket. Okay, car's pulling up from the right. Okay, stop here. It's not like, yeah, I've got to get to the supermarket, like slam into him. Like, you just got to get there, little girls running. But no, I've got to journey. Like, you know, the destination's more important, little girl. I'm sorry. Like, so you set the destination. You put it in the sat-nav. And obviously, you make, like, you know, just imagine how you'd use a sat-nav. It's like, it needs to make sense. You need to have enough petrol. You need to have the car that can actually get to the place that you're selling. Because some people have like a piece of shit broken car, which has no gas. And then they're like, oh yeah, let's go do a road trip, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Some people set a goal so unrealistic that it doesn't help anyone. So you set a reasonable goal that you can do with your car and your driving skills right now. But assuming that things get exponentially better as time goes on, you set the destination. Once it's input into the system, you start driving, your presence, and what do you do when you've got a sat nav? Every now and then you have a look at the sat nav. Just make sure you're right on track. Just journaling and reading, bro. I've got no life, man. Always coming in with the awesome questions, man. Yeah, you know, I've been getting so many compliments of my analogies. I didn't even realize, but I think that's actually like the best part of my teaching form. Yeah, that was a really, really good discussion. Yeah, that someone asked me if that really happened. It actually really did, bro. 14 years old, teacher stood us all at the corner of the room and said, to do the walk of shame as well. And like, you know, and you know what was interesting, right? Guess who went to that side? Bro's eating sugar, man. I get a lot, bro. I get the quinoa salad. I get four chicken thighs, I get the hummus, and two halloumis. It takes two plates to have it all. It's like over 2,000 calories. No. But bro, I love it, honestly. It's I have a smile on my face in the morning because I just need to work for 6 hours to get it. And it's so good. And it's so interesting because even with halloumi, it's kind of like cheese or something, so you'd expect it to feel like unhealthy or something. This is the best I've felt in my entire life. My brain's just working. My physique looks good. I'm lean. I feel good. I feel fast. I feel strong. It works for me. And I'm the kind of guy, I can eat the same things every single day for the rest of my life. So I'm just having that at about 1 p.m. And then at 5, 6 p.m. I just have eggs and avocado with a bunch of butter as well. I love it. Yeah, I really like the halloumi from Nando's is peng as well. Right, boys, I'm going to hop off. Nice speaking to everyone. Thank you for coming on to the call, boys.